South Korea court cancels up its suspension, citing regulatory gaps. The Seoul Administrative Court has canceled the Financial Intelligence Unit's 3-month partial business suspension against Dunamu, the operator of South Korea's dominant crypto exchange, Upbit. The ruling, handed down on April 9, 2026, closes a legal battle that began in February 2025 when the FIU accused Dunamu of over 600,000 KYC violations and 5.3 million instances of inadequate customer due diligence. The court found the rules too vague to enforce. The FIU's case rested on Dunamu's alleged failure to verify customers properly, particularly around smaller transactions. The regulator pointed to millions of cases where Upbit accepted weak, incomplete, or altered identification documents. The penalty, a 3-month ban on onboarding new users and processing their asset transfers, plus a 35.2 billion won, approximately $25 million, fine and formal warnings to executives. Dunamu filed suit and requested an injunction on February 28, 2025, 3 days after the suspension was imposed. The court granted that injunction in March 2025, allowing Upbit to continue operating while the case proceeded. Now, 14 months later, the court has ruled on the substance. The central finding: while regulations governing transfers above 1 million won, roughly 675, were clear, the rules for smaller transactions were not specific enough to support the enforcement action. The court found no evidence of intent or gross negligence on Dunamu's part, noting the FIU itself had failed to provide specific guidance on what actions were required. What 72% market share means for Korean enforcement, Upbit is not a marginal player. The exchange commands approximately 72% of South Korea's domestic crypto trading volume. Together with Bithumb, the two exchanges account for roughly 90% of all Korean won-denominated crypto transactions. A 3-month suspension of new user onboarding at Upbit would have effectively frozen the on-ramp for most retail participants in Asia's third-largest crypto market. That scale made the FIU's original action unusually aggressive. Dunamu's legal team argued during proceedings that other exchanges had similar compliance gaps, but only Dunamu faced preemptive sanctions, raising fairness questions that appear to have influenced the court's reasoning. The Bithumb contrast. The timing creates an interesting juxtaposition. In March 2026, the FIU fined Bithumb $24 million and imposed a 6-month partial suspension over its own AML violations. That action is still standing. The difference: Bithumb's violations apparently involved clearer regulatory standards, giving the FIU firmer ground. South Korea's broader regulatory posture has been tightening. The FSC recently mandated 5-minute balance reconciliation checks and automated kill switches across all licensed exchanges, a direct response to Bithumb's 620,000 phantom Bitcoin display error. The country also set a 34% ownership cap for major exchange operators with a 3-year compliance window. The Upbit ruling does not signal a regulatory retreat. It signals that courts will hold regulators to the same specificity standards they impose on exchanges. The FIU can still pursue enforcement, but it needs clearer rules to cite when it does. What changes for exchanges operating in Korea? For Upbit, operations continue as normal. The suspension is canceled, not just paused. New users can onboard, and the compliance measures Dunamu implemented during the legal proceedings remain in place. For the broader market, the ruling creates a precedent that crypto exchanges can push back against regulatory sanctions when the underlying rules lack precision. The FIU inspected 4 additional exchanges beyond Upbit and Bithumb during the same cycle, including Koinone, Corbit, and Gopax. Any enforcement actions against those exchanges will now need to clear the specificity bar the Seoul Administrative Court just set. The 35.2 billion won fine is a separate matter. Court filings indicate Dunamu appealed the fine as well, and that appeal halted enforcement temporarily in early 2026. Whether the fine survives after the suspension was thrown out remains an open question. For crypto users in South Korea, the practical effect is continuity. Upbit remains the default on-ramp, processing billions in daily volume. The exchange's compliance infrastructure, built partly in response to the FIU's original accusations, stays in place regardless of the court outcome.